You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I got a great segment here that we taped with Romero Brito at the opening of the Miami Beach JCC. Well, actually, it's a presentation of Romero's artwork at the Miami Beach JCC. I want to thank the Resnick family and the Simkin family for setting all this up with Romero. Let's take it away.
All right, we're here today with Romero Brito for his unveiling of his Azul dog. How do you say it? What do you call that?
Azul, yeah.
Azul dog, and yeah. He just donated a couple of them to the Miami Beach JCC. You put it, you installed
it. Yeah, it was together with the Jim and Lydia Resnick and the entire family. They're being so generous. They're a huge collector of my work, and they love the JCC and the community, and a conversation came about, and Jimmy, immediately said, "Oh my God, JCC, of course." So here we are, and I cannot thank enough for the family, the Resnick family, my entire team, headed by, Colin Watson, Tammy, Kleiman, and everybody else, and I couldn't do it alone, and everybody here from JCC, which I love this building, and the family is the right place for my art to be.
Now, tell me about the inspiration that drove the creation of the art and why it's the right piece for this place.
Because, everybody loves a pet. Everybody loves a pet. And, children, family, pets is always part of the family, And I think family and I think the color blue that's so special for everybody in Israel and the people around the world that love and support Israel, blue.
Now, tell me a little bit about why you made Miami your base in general and specifically Miami Beach.
Because the city and the people had embraced me, my art, and I feel very at home. And every time I travel everywhere, the city is very mixed, and there's a very special feeling about it. And when I come over here, and sunny all the time, reminds me of where I was born. It's just everything. I mean, this place, I've traveled everywhere, but I still haven't seen any place that would match what Miami has. And water all over is life all the time.
Well, I was today in Wynwood, right by your facility in Wynwood. I took a photo of myself out in front of there with hashtag Brito. So I really had a great time with that.
You did. You had to walk in, step in, and walk inside. You walk already there or no?
No, I'm going to walk inside. I want to come inside with you and your team.
You are invited, okay?
It's
an official invitation right now for you to come over.
Now, my next question is, you're going to take a photo of us. That would be awesome.
Yeah,
that your team is going to take a photo of us.
Oh, yeah. Now, Colin.
Hold on a second. It's the real deal. You're going to be on 8:80 a.m. The Biz here in Miami.
Fantastic. Awesome.
Oh, you're the best, Romero.
It takes one to know one.
Oh, well,
you are
thank
the best
you.
Too. Come on.
Thank you. Well, okay. I think that what it is that we're both have this positive energy thing going where we plug into the universe.
No, thank you.
You know, how do you translate what you feel into the art?
With colors and shapes and love, and people see that.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Now, what is the next step in the evolution of you as an artist? And also, we'll say it as this, as a business person as well.
Let me tell you, it's not steps, like miles. I have so many things going on. You have no idea. My studio is like a mile per hour, basically. Lots going on.
Tell me one good thing that really interests you that you're focused on right now.
Well, many, many things. But one of them is a project that I did with one of my biggest collectors in the world, Carlos Slim. It's a licensing deal, a 15 years deal that I did with Carlos and his group, and to develop all kind of apparel mm-hmm. for people to wear and enjoy and express themselves when they go out, and also the home decor as well, stuff for the house. So that's one of the things that's going to start, showing up around the world, and it's starting in the fall. So I'm excited about that, and also an animation that I'm developing with a studio in Los Angeles that's Grey Matters and Nirvana from Canada, and it's going to be a children's, animation story, for television.
You know, I'm in real estate, and I see your work really makes a great addition to art in public places. I think it's a signature of South Florida specifically, and I think as you expand into other cities and other markets, it's just bringing the happiness of Miami to those other places. What's your favorite installation? I know you can't pick one, so give me a couple of them
I can pick.
Okay.
Jeffrey Berkowitz's installation was amazing. I mean, I would like more developers, you know, like Jeffrey Berkowitz, and another one is the chairman of a company in China that he commissioned me a sculpture as big as the one in Jeff. That Jeff commissioned me is a huge pig, and it's going to be in the atrium of this company that's called NetDragon. It's the largest video game company factory, or what you call it, in Asia. So I'm going to be going to Asia in June to do the unveiling of this massive piece.
Where's the Berkowitz installation?
The Berkowitz is on the 5th and Alton, that one. It's amazing. I would like more developers to take a move like Jeff Berkowitz and Alan Potenkin, who did that.
Well, that is the gateway to South Beach.
Yeah, I mean, the people in the world see that. And I would like to have more installation like that. I have 20, you know, still sculptures in Sentosa Island, Singapore. I have sculptures, you know, several sculptures in Switzerland, JFK Airport, you know, 16 airports in Brazil, and in Russia, you know, and I mean, like, so in Germany, I mean, so many places. In Israel, I have a very large sculpture, you know, in Israel.
Well, I know that we have one of your original Absolute vodka bottles back at the house.
That's fantastic. You need to get more bottles.
Oh, well, we're going to get, come to our house. More. We have Brito everywhere from our room to the living room to my office.
I appreciate it.
One last question. What's your favorite medium to work in?
Well, I love the idea of paintings. I mean, I love, you know, like the whole dynamic of the painting on canvas, but I also like the idea of having my sculpture in the public area, like today here at JCC. You know, people can look at, enjoy, have a great smile on their face, their heart, and move on. You don't definitely need to buy a big sculpture. Of course, it would be amazing for me to sell a lot of big sculpture like that, but I also love the fact that my art can be enjoyed by anybody, any moment, anywhere.
Yeah, and I think that's what the thing that really makes us happy. We have, in our room above our bed, we have the big smiling man with his hands open.
I know, that's called a hug.
Well, it's appropriate for where we have
it's
it.
Perfect.
We have a couple of little lovers in a little picture.
Oh, that's great.
So it's all over, and I can't wait to get the clothes because I can't wait to wear a tie. The tie is going to make everybody happy whenever
they see me. Yeah, we're going to get more ties, for sure.
Hey, Romero, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Hopefully we can have you back again. We'll talk to your team about setting up a real interview at the studio. We'll get you out there, get some video, and really get some really great content. Thank you so much, Romero.
My pleasure. Anytime.
All right.
You.
All right. It's our pleasure. Wanda, back to you.